I always say you really appreciate a town or a city, especially when you know its history. Joining us now, Michelle Chang, who is the Deputy Director for Programs at Fairfield Museum and History Center. Hey, Michelle, welcome to the Diner Tour.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad to have you here. And that amazing facility in downtown Fairfield, if people have not been there before, talk a little bit about the Museum and History Center.
Sure. We are the local history museum. And we tell over 400 years of stories unique to Fairfield, going all the way back to the indigenous history through contemporary stories. And what we're really trying to do is reflect the community that we serve.
Mm. And this year in particular is a big one. I learned it is the kickoff to the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. How are you guys honoring that, looking at that?
Mm-hmm. So we've started a lot of planning, looking ahead, as a good museum does. So what we're trying to do is celebrate Fairfield's unique stories and the community that we are today. And in order to do that, we really have to go back and look at our history, right? Yeah. All the significant events that have come through. And Fairfield is actually home to quite a few interesting stories, and we want to be able to tell that.
Share some of the stories, if you don't mind. Ones that stand out to you that maybe people don't realize have this deep connection to Fairfield.
Sure. I think what we have a lot of is, in its original founding, there's a lot of connections to the indigenous peoples in this area. And one of which the tribes are still around today, the Golden Hill Pawgusset. And we were able to partner with them over the last 10 years to do archaeological field work, to do research, to learn about the culture, and all that's actually reflected in one of our main galleries. And so that's exciting to be able to share that with anyone coming through, not just residents.
That's amazing. And again, Michelle Chang is here, who's the Deputy Director for Programs at Fairfield Museum and History Center. I also got an email the other day, Michelle, and I wanted to bring it up. It looks like almost a photo contest. What's going on?
Sure. We have an exhibition series called Images. It's in the 16th year. Very exciting. And what we do is we usually feature a local photographer, and then we do a juried photography show as well. So people from the region are invited to submit their work, and it's a combination that will happen later this summer, opening in August. So we're excited to be able to work with Adra Cowens this year, who's based in Bridgeport.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So if people want to submit their work, it's open right now?
Exactly. So we're taking submissions right now through mid-June. So if they visit our website, fairfieldhistory.org, they'll be able to see all the details.
That's amazing. Why should people take the time to check out the history of their town or city, especially, I mean, here in Fairfield, like you said, you may not even realize the incredible impact our history has had on today, in the town today. Why should people check it out?
So I think what's interesting, especially as we head into the 250th celebrations and commemorations, thinking about where we are today in the community, what that means for us, especially as Fairfield is such a big town, there's a lot of different neighborhoods. How have people come together over time, right? So if you think about one of our exhibitions opening 2026 will be on taverns and how they were actually really crucial gathering places for people during the American Revolution to debate and discuss ideas about independence, loyalty, what it meant to be colonists, right,
yeah,
in this space. So it's a really exciting look at how these spaces were able to generate these ideas, right? And I think that really resonates with people today, at least I hope it will.
Yeah.
And then that will be followed by another show that will explore Fairfield in 1776 compared to today in all different ways. So the residents, what did it look like, all these different things that we may not think about now, how Fairfield's boundaries actually have changed quite a bit over time.
Sure.
And what that means for us now.
What is your website for any more information and your location, certainly?
Sure, yeah. So we are located on 370 Beach Road, and our website is fairfieldhistory.org.
All right. Well, Michelle Chang, thank you for what you do, and thank you for stopping by our diner tour.
Thank you.
Take care. And definitely check out the Fairfield Museum and History Center.